This episode originally aired as a YouTube video. Welcome to Relationship RX Podcast, your prescription for all relationship pain points. I'm your host, Dr. Laura Dabney, and I use my 20 years experience as a psychiatrist to give you actionable tips and strategies you can implement today to create the relationships you deserve. Dr. Laura Dabney back here this month talking about parenting, a favorite amongst you all. And this month in particular, we're going to talk about how the different parenting styles and how to help your out of control child. This video, I want to talk about the child who keeps making bad decisions. Ooh, that's probably the second most popular. I talked about the most popular last video. This was probably the second most popular problem I see. My kid is making bad decisions all over the place. He can't seem to stop, or she can't seem to get it together. What to do? Well, the authoritarian style parent would probably keep making decisions for the child. They keep telling the child what decisions they should make and kind of pushing them to make those decisions, punishing them if they don't. And the problem with that is the child is going to start being very resentful, irritated, moody about the fact that they don't have a say. And children who feel they don't have a say aren't going to start defying the parent eventually. So that is not a long-term working solution for you. The permissive parent will sort of ignore it, not say anything, make excuses, step back, let the child sort of fumble around and do this. Well, a child who is fumbling around is not a happy child. The child probably also has some feelings about making that bad decisions, not just you. And you're just letting him sit with those and not helping him to figure out how to get back on track. And that child is going to resent you for being too distant. Okay. So we're always talking about in psychiatry, really in general, but definitely in parenting, that sweet spot between stepping in and pulling back. So how does this look with a child who makes bad decisions? Well, inviting your child to the table is back to being a key component to this. Not taking over and not disappearing. Telling the kid that we got to have a talk about this. I feel you're making a lot of bad decisions. Let's sit down and talk. Now, if your child doesn't want to talk, you may have to word it differently. You may have to say, look, this last decision you made is something that didn't work for me. If your child thinks it's no big deal, then you just got to say, it doesn't work for me. And this is why. Or your bad decisions are causing me to spend a lot of money or to have to do some work on your behalf, which isn't going to work for me. Okay? There's got to be honest about what you're feeling. This is the part that's skipped by both the authoritarian parent and the permissive parent. They do not say how the behavior impacts them, which is the key piece to showing up. This is how it impacts me. So I'm interested in your viewpoint on this. That's the caring part. That's the other piece that's missed by authoritarian parents and the permissive. What is going on with you? That's being interested. Being interested is caring. Ask 1,000 questions if you want, but just ask the questions and see what they say. You are most likely not going to get answers you like to hear or that you think are reasonable or that you think are even rational or maybe normal, but that's not the point. And that's where a lot of people get off track down that. They start arguing about the reasons or what the child is saying, but that just shows you don't respect what they're saying. You don't have to buy it hook, line, and sinker either. But the key is to say, okay, given your viewpoint and my viewpoint, what are we going to do? It's just being respectful of their differences, and they're going to be different people, okay? They're not going to think like you just because they grew up in a household with you or they have some of your genes. They're going to think differently. That's okay. It's a good thing. You want your child to be different from you. Okay, so put them right on the table. What are we going to do? Listen to their ideas. If they have them, if not, suggest a few. Don't demand a few, suggest a few, and see if you can come up with a plan together. Much more likely to stick with the plan if he's had involvement. You're much likelier to be respected if you do it that way. It's a win-win. All right, next video, we talk about another out of control behavior and how to solve it. Thank you for listening to the Relationship RX podcast. Join us next time for more action items to improve your relationships. For more information and help, please visit relationship-rx.com or call me at 757-340-8800. You can also find me on Facebook and Instagram and LinkedIn under Laura Dabney, MD.